Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Second one of the new year. Happy January. Hope it's going well so far. What is it today? 11th of January. What we got today is a message that came to me when I was talking to someone earlier on in the week. On Monday I was talking to someone about employing a secretary. And I think a lot of us worry about employing people. In fact, we worry about spending money on our practice, because I think there's a concept of, as doctors, that spending money on your practice is money taken out of your profits or money taken out of your pocket, sort of thing, that could potentially go to your family or whatever. And that's the wrong way to look at it. And the analogy that I came up in my mind is with the concept of having bait. If you're going fishing, you have to use some food as bait. So if you're absolutely starving and you've got no food or very little food, you might say, I can't afford to use get a good bit of food as bait because I'm starving. And it's all right for that guy over there to use his food as bait because he's got loads of food. But that's the wrong way to look at it. The guy who's using his food as bait isn't using it because he's got loads of food. He's got loads of food because he's using good bait. And if you haven't got loads of food, you have to use some of that food as bait. Because if you don't use good bait, then you won't catch any fish and you'll have less food. The concept of bait is that you're using a little bit of food to get more food. It's not a cost of your food. It's not your food levels going down. Well, it kind of is temporarily, but with a view to them going up higher once you catch the fish. And that's a very important concept that I think is hard for us as doctors, as employees, to kind of get your head around. Because when you're an employee, it seems that all your costs are just coming out of your pocket and you don't ever see them again. A cost is a cost. But actually, when you start thinking of your business, of your practice more like a business, you realize that all of the costs are all there in order to ultimately bring more in. So if you use a piece of bait, it's not a waste because you want to bring a better piece of food in. You're using a lesser piece of food in order to get a better piece of food, and the lesser piece of food is the better piece of food. And so it came to me when I and a lot of people talk about whether they should employ secretaries, whether they can afford to employ them full time. Often they're sharing secretaries, and secretaries the NHS secretary, etc. And you know, it's easy for me. I'm like, well, for sure you need to, if you can afford it, if you've got enough business that you've got money coming in, you got to use that money. If you've got money coming in, you got to use it. Don't just sort of grab it all for yourself. You got to use it to build the business, and it's all part of building the business. It's not a cost. It's building the business. It's an investment in the business. And when we had, for a period of time, we didn't have a member of staff. I mean, I've got several members of staff. You know, I've got four or five. You know, I've got a PA, got a clinic manager, office front of house manager, clinic nurse, and someone who helps me with the IT. You know, so five people who I have to pay, and I've often had a videographer, which I would love to have another one back again. So if you know one who's available, let me know. It's recruiting's a hard thing, but anyway, the point is, when I didn't have a front of house person, for a period of time, I was desperate to employ one because I could see that we were losing business. I could see that when we had a front of house manager, the clinics ran a lot smoother, the inquiries got handled a lot more promptly and a lot more effectively. And I thought we really need to get a front of house in, because the idea is they make more money than they cost. And that's the idea with everything in the business. If it doesn't, don't do it. No one's going to spend their money. No one's going to spend their profits on a front of house person or a secretary or a PA or a nurse just because it's nice. We're not doing this just because it's nice. I don't want to sound mercenary about it, because obviously we're doctors and we're, you know, doing doctor things. But at the end of the day, you're doing it to make a profit. You don't really want it to cost you money. So anything that you do put into the business, you do it with a view to building that business and bringing that money back in. Now, it might not be an immediate return on your investment. It might take a while to get a return on your investment, but that is the idea. You want to get a return on investment. So don't worry about putting money into your business. In fact, it is the best investment you can make. And when you start getting surplus money, you realize it's quite hard to do investments, because you buy stocks and shares and things like that, and they go up and down, and you haven't really got any control over it. You've got a lot more control over your own business, and you're getting a lot better return on your own business than you will on investing someone else's business. The problem is, you've got to work on your business, whereas when you invest in someone else's business, you don't have to work on it. So there is that. But in terms of a monetary side of things, if you have got money and if you are making money, the best thing you can do with it is to put it into your practice, in terms of paying for personnel, in paying for software, hardware, thank you gifts, website design, brochures, pamphlets, information that you can send out. All these things are useful investments, because the idea is they're going to bring more back in the future. So as I say, if you are starving and you're looking at the guy next door who's not starving, who's using really good bait and thinking he can afford to use good bait, no, you can't afford not to use good bait. You know, it's the person who is starving, they can't afford not to use bait, rather than the person who's, you know, doing okay can afford to use good bait. It's you can't afford not to use good bait. And the guy who is using good bait is not starving because he's using good bait. He's not using good bait because he's got a lot of food. He's got a lot of food because he's using good bait. So I'm just trying to get that message across. I think it is a difficult one for us as doctors who've been employees for all our lives. And as I say, we tend to think of expenses as being a bad thing because it takes money out of our pockets. But as I say, we should think of it more as an investment when you're thinking about things like employing secretaries, buying software, buying gifts, buying nice quality paper to do letters on, whatever it may be. That should be an investment in your practice. And that's the way you should conceptualize it. And that's what you should be aiming to do, to build a better practice, or essentially make a better service and a better experience for patients, which will then ultimately bring more patients in and bring you more money back in. So it's a return on that investment. You've got to use good bait, and don't think, I'm starving, I can't put my bait on the end of the hook. Think, I'm starving, what's the best bit of bait I can use, because I want to get some good fish in. How much can I afford to put into my business and to invest into my business so that I can build it? That's the way around you should look at it. If you want to catch better fish, you have to use better bait. Put money into your practice, invest in it, and it will pay you back dividends. Trust me, it is an expensive business, but the idea is it brings more money in. That is the nubbins of the message, and I hope I've got that across. Look forward to seeing you on episode 182, which will be held this time next week on the 612 Facebook, on the club Facebook group, and also published on the podcast on Friday morning.